Classic Rock 92.9 KISM, Rockfish and Cash. Hopefully everyone had a great Memorial Day weekend that was surrounded by family. And if you weren't in touch with your family, maybe on the next holiday weekend, you might try this out. A gentleman I found in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, his name's Alan Bixby from Whidbey Island, and he's founded a website called timeinacapsule.com, an adventure for your descendants. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Brad. Good to talk to you.
If I could have time in a capsule.
I'm sorry.
I had to do that. Alan, how are you today?
Just doing very well.
And I thought this was very neat, and the people I've talked to over the past couple days about it echo my sentiments that this is pretty darn cool. You've got a couple young grandchildren, do you not?
Got two boys, two city boys, 3 and 11 in Portland.
And you're thinking about them growing up in the urban area, and you're kind of an outdoorsy guy, likes to travel around the western United States. So you started this thing with a GPS system where you can take kind of the old world of time capsules and mix it with current day with the GPS system. You take out these time capsules, bury them around in some of your favorite outdoorsy type places. And then when your grandsons are old enough to and curious enough to find out about who grandpa was and where grandpa liked to go, you can send family on a kind of GPS hunt to find these buried treasures.
Well, everybody loves a treasure hunt.
Sure.
And when the GPS devices came out, that was the opportunity. We just started planting these in spectacular remote locations that my wife Nancy and I had visited in Montana, Idaho, Washington coast, and they can go pick them up anytime.
Now, Alan, do you have to get permission to bury this stuff, and how do you pick your locations? And well, and also, how big is one of these time capsules?
The capsules range in size. You can see some representative pictures on the site, but and they're stainless steel, so they last up to 100 years and more. But,
okay. But
our range we're looking at is about 10 to 40 years, maybe, where these kids would go out and pick them up.
So you can create a GPS folder that when they want to find out, and you put some, I guess, incentives in there that are actually valuable and things like that. So
there are a few things.
Yeah,
a few things of value. Mostly family memorabilia, personal letters, pictures. Skipping rocks from Montana.
Yeah,
we put a piece of concrete from the Berlin Wall.
Wow.
The deck of Iraq's most wanted playing cards. Remember when that came out?
Oh yeah.
What about collect these things when they come out?
Like a family recipe. Like, you know, that beautiful bean footage. Or you know, one of those...
Well, you know, Lori...
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, my wife did put some stuff like that in, together with our personal letters. One thing we put in, one of the capsules in Montana, that was on Bannock Pass at about 7,000 feet altitude. And Grandma, who actually is a beautiful lady and doesn't look like the dictionary grandma.
No, we're looking at the website right now. She's a looker.
we danced to the, remember the old Stan Getz and Gilberto album from the 60s, Girl from Ipanema?
Yeah.
We placed that CD. We danced up there that evening. We put that CD inside the capsule for those guys to dig it up, you know, 30, 40 years from now.
And basically, it's just about 3 miles off, you know, maybe a trailhead or a popular trailhead or something. And with the GPS folder, they can look up the coordinates and go right to it. And
that's right.
Take their own family on an adventure.
It's not too rough for a small family. So we thought, these are remote places, so they're going to have to take a week or so to go back into these backwoods areas. But when they find the trailhead, they only have to walk about 3 miles or so back to the country to find the location, which is off the main trails, away from everything. We're very careful about making sure the sites are returned to exactly what they were when we got there. And if we don't, we're taking a risk that somebody will find them and dig them up.
Alan Bixby on the phone with Rockfish and Cash from timeinacapsule.com. And I find it interesting. I went to the website, and you've got things like a rattlesnake skin with the rattle still on it, a commemorative medallion from the Columbia shuttle. It looks like a kaleidoscope, maybe?
Yeah.
That's really fascinating. Just about everything you can think of. And by the way, some good-looking grandkids, I might add.
Thank you very much.
Let's say somebody wants to do this. This is a great idea. Do you provide the capsules, and how do people get in touch with you, and how much do they run?
We don't, Lori, really. I provide links to the manufacturers that do provide these. and also preservation kits that go with them. And I think the cost, I know the cost runs about 75 to maybe 150 tops for
okay.
the for everything. That's the stainless steel capsule and the preservation materials, which are very important. You want these to last in great condition for up to 40 years or so. You don't want to take a chance that they'll dig these up and find some waterlogged photos.
Yeah.
So you need to spend the time to make sure that it's preserved very well.
Well, I think it's cool that you're not even selling stuff on your website, just that you've thought of this, found a way to make it a success and make it work, and you're just spreading the word so other parents or grandparents and families can connect on future holidays.
Oh, yeah, and you don't have to be an old geezer to do this either. You know, parents can do it, or I suppose if you're a lonely person, you could plant some in the ground for yourself to dig up.
Once you reach some,
you got to be reminded, where did I put my dentures?
Yeah, the first person I mentioned it to said, well, what if they pave it over with a parking lot? You got to bring a jackhammer out there?
You know, people say, well, you're taking a shovel out into the wilderness, and what if everybody does this? Well, first of all, we're not saying go down to Woodland Park or Green Lake and dig it up. These are very remote areas. So, and it's like, I use the example, it's about like sticking a pin into your front lawn, the impact that it has on the environment in places that we go. It's a reasonable concern.
Well, how do you is it like a treasure map that you have that you're going to put in a safety box for these kids to get? Or how do you go about leading them to the right place?
The procedure is very simple, actually. Buy your time capsule, pack and preserve the capsule, dig a hole and plant it, and record the GPS coordinates, and then write up the process and save it for your descendants. We have what we call a retrieval folder, and we give information on the website on how to put that together. You can actually register your GPS coordinates and the information about what's inside the capsule with what's called the International Time Capsule Association. There's a link on the site that'll take you there and tells you how to do that. We also, we give a copy of the retrieval folder to, in our case, our niece, who's about the age of our daughter, in addition to our daughter and her husband, just as a fail-safe backup in case, you know, the materials are lost or... Or, in fact, what if the kids don't want to go out there and find it? I can't imagine that happening, frankly. Over 40 years, you would sit there knowing that something was planted out there for you and just you. It's a treasure for you, and you sit there and say, no, doesn't interest me. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
Now, Alan, not only do you have a great voice, you're a good-looking old guy there. Well, not even an old guy. You're a handsome devil, man.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Can't wait to tell my wife.
And I'd be happy to sing, If I Could Have Time in a Capsule. And then when you just click on the website, boom, it's right there.
Well, it's a great place to... It's a great adventure, and it's a two-sided adventure, too, because my wife and I just have the greatest time putting these together. But there's a wonderful adventure on the other side, too, for the kids when
Absolutely.
They go to retrieve them with their families.
Alan and Nancy Bixby from Whidbey Island, and a great idea at timeinacapsule.com, and it'll walk you right through it. Great idea, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much for talking to me.